Coach Tubby Smith is on the phone. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, wide awake. You guys got always. I love your show. Glad to be on it this morning. Excited to be a part of this NCAA. We're here in Indianapolis at the Coaches Convention. Member of the National Association of Basketball Coaches, so we're preparing for the Final Four.
Congratulations on the honor you're receiving this weekend, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. To celebrate champions, last year they honored Nolan Richardson and obviously guys like John Thompson and then Kevin Ollie and myself, four African-American coaches that have won an NCAA Division I national championship. So it's a real honor.
Nice.
Because of the Indiana New Religious Freedom Act, the governor of Connecticut has asked Coach Kevin Ollie not to attend this weekend.
Well, you know, Kevin is what an outstanding job he did last year in leading Connecticut to the national championship. But I have a great appreciation for what the governor and what the schools stand for. You know, being at Texas Tech, obviously, you know, we understand that no one condones, you know, what's putting together. I don't know what that bill was about. Obviously, they had a lot of problems, and being here in Indianapolis, you know, that's you just can't do that. It just kind of you just can't pass a bill like that.
I guess I can safely say you are picking Kentucky to win the whole thing.
Probably so. I spent 10 years there as a head coach, and John Calipari has done an outstanding job. He's put together one of the best teams I think I've ever seen in college basketball.
There's a lot of pressure on college coaches because you have players. You can't really build a team with this one or two seasons and you're out and you go to the NBA. Yeah. A lot of pressure because the coach has to win a game. And if the coaches don't win, then it's not about winning the SEC. It's about winning the whole thing when you're on a level of Kentucky. So it's a lot of pressure on you guys.
Well, and especially at the major college level. You know, there are 65 schools in the Power Five conferences, which we belong to the Big 12 and the Texas Tech Dubs. And so those 65 coaches, you know, and they're expected to produce right away. You know, basketball is probably, on most campuses at the major college level, is the second highest revenue-generating program. So, you know, we're trying to make ends meet. Athletic directors, administrators have to pay for those, you know, the women's softball, the hockey team, the volleyball. Somebody has to carry the freight, and men's basketball and football have really carried the freight over here. So that's why. And then NCAA, you know, all the money that's generated from TV contract from the Final Four is used to run every championship at Division I, II, and III levels in sports, in every sport. So this is a cash cow.
It's a cash cow.
Coach, you are so beloved by so many people. And I'm just wondering, I mean, we're getting texts this morning. People remember when you were their gym teacher back in the 70s.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're so beloved on so many different levels. How do you maintain that really good sense of personhood as well as go out there and bring in those championships and have winning teams?
I was so blessed to have great parents. You know, my mom and dad raised me with 16 other siblings in Southern Maryland on a small farm.
But why do they call you Tubby? That's Tubby, golly. You have to be good with your name Tubby.
But what happened was, you know, I was 6 of 17, and, you know, you bathed on Saturday. You just watched it on the week. You just watched the vital parts. On a Saturday night, that's when you got in the tub. And when my turn was in the wash tub, I didn't want to get out. That's the name Tubby. That's the line I use. My mom says I was a little chubby, so they call me Tubby. But I said, Mama, don't use that. Let's use this other story.
You would you rather be known as Orlando or you're good with Tubby at this
point?
Well,
Tubby has been stuck with me since schools were consolidated. When integration took place back in Southern Maryland back in the 60s, I remember going from an all-black school, George Washington Carver, to Great Mills High School, and I tried to get rid of the name Tubby, But because because I became a star athlete, everybody, and it became a moniker. You know, that became my handle, Tubby. So it stuck with me.
Well, yeah, you got to be good when your name is Tubby.
You're right.
And having a lot of snappy comebacks too.
Yes. Well, you know, this honor is one that I really appreciate, and it's going to be at Chrysopatics High School, and we're looking forward.
Nice.
But thank you all for having me.
No, thank you, Coach, for all your good
years
and championships.
Hey, look, I'm looking forward to going on the cruise in May.
Oh, yeah.
We
got room. We got room for a tubby.
You can take all the tub time you need.
I need some downtime too.
I know you do. Congratulations. Coach. All right,
Coach Tubby Smith.